Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is John Fritzy of the Baltimore Sun's Washington Bureau. John, quite a difficult time for political leaders right now as they try to decide what to do about refugees from the Middle East, particularly Syria, and also how to respond to what's been happening in Paris. The former governor who's running for president has certainly been pretty clear on his position.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, initially, of course, everyone expressed their concern for what was happening in Paris, and now there is a lot of political debate going on. Of course, this is happening in the middle of a presidential election, right? So a lot of these issues were simmering before. Now they're coming to the front burner for sure. So on the Republican side, you have a lot of folks arguing that we should put a halt on certain refugees coming into the country. That's happening both on the Hill and in state houses around the country. Democrats are taking, for the most part, are taking a different tack there. And Martin O'Malley, you know, arguably is one of the leaders of that line of argument. And as a presidential candidate, he was the first, for instance, back in September to call for 65,000 Syrian refugees to be resettled here in the U.S. That's about sixfold increase over what the Obama administration has proposed to do.
You know, I don't mean to immediately cast a big political cloud over this, but it's not a bad position for O'Malley to have in a Democratic primary.
Yeah, it certainly speaks to the Democratic base. I mean, I think O'Malley has gained a lot of attention nationally for his positions on immigration. As we all remember here in Maryland, you know, this is a guy who passed a state DREAM Act. He did driver's licenses for immigrants who were in the country illegally. And, you know, he gained a lot of national attention by speaking out on the Central American refugees. The last sort of refugee crisis we had when Central American kids were streaming over the border, O'Malley was one of the first Democrats to stand up and say, hey, we shouldn't send these kids back. We should keep them here and keep them here humanely. And so in a lot of ways, I think the things he's saying on immigration are a continuation of what he's been saying throughout the campaign.
Well, he's got nothing to lose here. Again, I say, considering the political landscape, I mean, he's quite far down in the polls, but he's actually probably been doing himself a favor in the last week or so.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, I think what will be telling is what the Obama administration decides to do with this. You know, obviously, the White House is under a great deal of pressure on this to make some sort of a revision or change to their stated plan to increase the number of refugees coming in to the United States from Syria. I think if Obama and the White House make a change, you know, that could change the calculus for the presidential election. But for right now, Obama is holding fast to that number, and so O'Malley is holding fast to his. And the other thing, obviously, is what the U.S. response is going to be in Syria, right? I mean, they've got, certainly Russia is in Syria, and now we've got France doing airstrikes. You know, the Obama administration has been under pressure for months to increase its military presence in the region to try to do more with ISIS. And there doesn't seem to be any indication coming out of the G20 summit where he was in Turkey this week, doesn't seem to be any indication that he is changing the military strategy there.
Well, John, this issue is going to be with us for sure for a while. I thank you very much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
For John Fritzy, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.